News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, just approaching 10 to 8. The Dáil records show a pretty large variance in the voting habits of TDs in the Oireachtas. Now, while the likes of some of them, Kate O'Connell, for instance, has a 100% voting record, there's a cohort that didn't even reach the 50% mark. Now, we're joined by independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. Now, Michael, some deputies have a strong record, and while you've only voted 44 out of 102 times, what's happening there, Michael?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. The Dáil record will show that on many occasions, as in an awful lot of the time actually, I would have arrangements made where I would be paired and there is a record taken of paired votes. That would be that I might be asked by ministers or people that would be dealing with government business to pair with them for a vote. And if it's suited on the in particular occasion, I would agree to a pairing.
Will you just explain, Michael, to TD what that pairing arrangement means?
What a pairing arrangement means is that if a government minister is going to be out of the country or on government business or at meetings that they couldn't be in the Dáil, they would look for somebody to agree not to vote. In other words, to cancel their vote. And it balances that they don't have to be in the Dáil. Now, the arithmetic of the Dáil at present, everybody knows, there's a majority enough. It's not like times when a government would be on a knife edge and where one or two votes could make the difference between something getting through or not.
That's fair enough, and people may accept and respect that. I suppose the facts are, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you've missed 42 out of the 46 Dáil votes. That was on Thursday since last January, so 91%. So while, and that's, look, a fair point. If you're down carrying out constituency clinics or constituency work or meeting, doing local reps or whatever. But is it not the case, though, that you are elected to be a legislator? So should you not be in the Dáil voting on legislation?
And 100%. And if you check the record again, there is an awful lot of legislation. There's an awful lot of private members' bills that I and others in my group that we sponsor. In other words, legislation that we put forward ourselves and that we're there to debate on. And the majority of debates that go through the Dáil, I'm there diligently debating, asking ministers.
So am I right in saying you're there for the debates but not for the votes?
That can happen, yes. 100%.
So does that mean that the Dáil votes don't count? They don't matter?
Well,
is that?
Well, no, I don't want to say that. But everybody knows that when a vote takes place, there are sometimes that, yes, votes could be tight going back over the years, but certainly not on all occasions. And when it comes to Dáil work and constituency work, all a person is trying to do is a balance. You're trying to be where you're supposed to be. I'll give you an example. I was on what I'd call a Oireachtas committee business yesterday evening, which meant that I was had to be in a place where I had to be at, which meant I couldn't be in the Dáil. Now, the one thing that I can't manage yet is to be in two places at the same time.
No, and if you manage that I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who want to say. Well, that's one point I just want to pick up on, if you don't mind, Michael, because I'm just looking at some of the stats here, and they're public stats that anybody can look at. But just
course,
for instance, when you talk about people voting and the importance of voting in the Dáil, Bernard Durkin has 100% voting record. Kate O'Connell, 100% voting record. So should people take from that to them, to Kate O'Connell and Bernard Durkin, being there and voting actually matters?
Well,
they seem to think it does. And is it, like, for instance, you mentioned about not being in two places at one time. Like, do you think more difficult for TDs down the country?
Well, of course, there is the difference, yes, in journeys. What happens to me often during a week is that between, we'll say, a Monday night or a Tuesday morning and a Thursday night, I might actually have to go up and down to Dublin twice, which, in other words, that takes a certain amount of time, and it takes a certain amount of commitment that maybe other TDs aren't willing to do. Because sometimes,
but do you need to be doing it? Do you need to be holding all of these? Like, I just see you have one in Listowel at 12 o'clock on a Thursday. That's a constituency clinic. Another one in Tralee at 2:30. And they seem to clash with the main voting times in Leinster House, on the same day.
That was another point that was made to me. There is one thing about the constituency clinics. I'm very fortunate that I have people working with me who are very good, very diligent and good at what they do. And I can't, again, be everywhere. And I often have clinics and constituency meetings that I actually can't attend myself. And the people that work with me go and they represent me at those meetings and feed me back what I need to know from them and the issues and the work that needs to be done arising from those.
I suppose a lot of people a lot of people might say that you might be better off doing that, having your local people feeding back that information to you and let you be in the Dáil casting votes.
But the one thing that I'll tell you is you can't do both things completely. You can't be in the Dáil completely all the time. You can't be in your constituency all the time. All you can do is strike a balance. The one thing that I will do at any time, I'll stand before people any day of the week on my work record. And if there's idle politicians that want to give out about me, well, that's their business.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, my thanks to you for joining us.